This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. We have the audio of past, present, and future programs that you may listen to. Pastor Terry Priestap has a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. We have information about Terry and me and what we believe. You can contact us through our website contact page. Also, you can now find us on Facebook. We enjoy reading your letters of how Christ has touched your life through our broadcast. That web address is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program. Today I will be discussing some important symbolism in the Bible. Jesus Christ is referred to in the Bible as the Lamb of God. To understand why, you need to know how the ancient Jews were commanded to sacrifice a lamb, and the blood of the lamb covered their sin. This ancient practice was looking forward in time to when Jesus would be sacrificed on the cross of Calvary and shed His blood as a sacrifice to remove the sin of anyone who would believe in this ultimate sacrifice for sin. When Jesus is called the Lamb of God in John chapter 1, verse 29, and also verse 36, it is referring to Him as the perfect and ultimate sacrifice for sin. In order to understand who Christ was and what He did, we must begin with the Old Testament, which contains prophecies concerning the coming of Christ as a guilt offering. In fact, the whole sacrificial system established by God in the Old Testament set the stage for the coming of Jesus Christ, who is the perfect sacrifice God would provide as atonement for the sins of His people. Romans 8:3 reads, "The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent His own Son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to the control of sin over us by giving His Son as a sacrifice for our sins." Another important sacrifice involving lambs was the daily sacrifice at the temple in Jerusalem. Every morning and evening, a lamb was sacrificed in the temple for the sins of the people. Read Exodus chapter 29, verses 38 through 42. These daily sacrifices, like all others, were simply to point people towards the perfect sacrifice of Christ on the cross one day. In fact, the time of day of the death of Jesus on the cross corresponds to the time the evening sacrifice was being made in the temple. The Jews at that time would have been familiar with the Old Testament prophets Jeremiah and Isaiah, who foretold the coming of one who would be brought like a lamb led to the slaughter, and whose sufferings and sacrifice would provide redemption for Israel. Of course, that person was none other than Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. We know that the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23, and that our sin separates us from God. We also know the Bible teaches we are all sinners, and none of us is righteous before God, read Romans 3:23. Because of our sin, we are separated from God, and we stand guilty before Him. Therefore, the only hope we can have is if He provides a way for us to be reconciled to Himself. And that is what He did in sending His Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross. Christ died to make atonement, or payment, for sin, and to pay the penalty of the sins of all who believe in Him. It is through His death on the cross as the perfect sacrifice of God for sin and His resurrection 3 days later that we can now have eternal life if we believe in Him. The fact that God Himself has provided the offering that atones for our sin is part of the glorious good news of the gospel that is so clearly declared in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 21. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through Him you believe in God, who raised Him from the dead and glorified Him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Related to the symbolism of Jesus as the Lamb of God is the emphasis on the blood of Christ. The phrase blood of Christ is used several times in the New Testament and is the expression of the sacrificial death and full atoning work of Jesus on our behalf. References to the blood of the Savior include the reality that He literally bled on the cross, but more importantly and significantly that He bled and died for sinners. The blood of Christ has the power to atone for an infinite number of sins committed by an infinite number of people throughout all the ages of time, and all those whose faith rests in that blood will be saved. The reality of the blood of Christ as the means of atonement for sin has its origin in the Law of Moses. Once a year, the priest was to make an offering of the blood of animals on the altar of the temple for the sins of the people. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Read that in Hebrews 9:22. But this was a blood offering that was limited in its effectiveness, which is why it had to be offered again and again every year. This was a foreshadowing of the once-for-all sacrifice which Jesus offered on the cross, Hebrews 7:27. Once that sacrifice was made, there was no longer a need for the blood of bulls and goats. The blood of Christ is the basis of the new covenant. On the night before He went to the cross, Jesus offered the cup of wine to His disciples and said, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood, which is poured out for you," Luke 22:20. The pouring of the wine in the cup symbolized the blood of Christ, which would be poured out for all who would ever believe in Him. When He shed His blood on the cross, He did away with the old covenant requirement for the continual sacrifices of animals. Their blood was not sufficient to cover the sins of the people, except on a temporary basis, because sin against a holy and infinite God requires a holy and infinite sacrifice. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins, Hebrews 10:3. While the blood of bulls and goats were a reminder of sin, the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect, 1 Peter 1:9, paid in full the debt of sin we owe to God, and we need no further sacrifices for sin. Jesus said, "It is finished," as he was dying on the cross, and he meant just that. The entire work of redemption was completed forever, having obtained eternal redemption for us, Hebrews 9:12. Not only does the blood of Christ redeem believers from sin and eternal punishment, but his blood will make our consciences pure from useless acts so we may serve the living God, Hebrews 9:14. This means that not only are we now free from having to offer sacrifices which are useless to obtain salvation, but we are free from having to rely on worthless and unproductive works of the flesh to please God. Because the blood of Christ has redeemed us, we are now new creations in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. And by his blood we are freed from sin to serve the living God, to glorify him, and to enjoy him forever. Now, the important question for you, my friend, listening to me on the radio today, is this. Will you accept the sacrifice of the Lamb of God for your sins? Will you allow the holy and precious blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse you for all sin? Will you confess your sin and repent before God, receiving Christ as your Savior? If you will, you will be saved eternally, and you and I can share the joys of heaven together one day, and you need never to fear death again. Well, friend, I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. We have the audio for past, present, and future programs you may listen to. Pastor Terry Priestep has a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. You can contact us through the contact form at our website. That internet web address is gospel2africa.com. And now we are also on Facebook, listed as Vision for Christ. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how Christ has touched your life through our broadcast. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Again, we are also on Facebook. You may search under Vision for Christ. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in John 1:29. On the next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."